The government of Greece is in a standoff with the country's powerful Orthodox Church over proposed reforms to separate church and state. For almost 200 years, the government and the church have been closely aligned, with clergy paid directly by the state. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras thought he'd struck a deal with the Orthodox Archbishop to change that arrangement, but now there's a mutiny led by other clerics. Nikolea Apostolou is a journalist based in Athens, and she's speaking here with Andrew West.
It's definitely historic for both sides. Until now, there was a lot of talk of separation between church and state in Greece, but no one had really made a step forward. It doesn't solve everything, but it's good for both sides. And even though there are protests from the side of the clergy, it definitely helps their situation in the long run.
So what are the major tenets of this reform that seem to have upset some members of the Greek Orthodox clergy?
They're really upset with losing their civil servant status. There are 8,000 clergy right now, and they are all paid by the state. So there will be a fund set up that the government, again, will pay this. But for every new hire, the church will give the money. The other issue is religion class in schools. Until now, it has been like Sunday school, and the government is trying to change that. That has met a lot of resistance from the clergy, and it resulted in the previous Minister of Education being fired.
These changes are very significant because isn't Greece one of the most religious countries in the European Union?
Yes, according to a Pew Research report published last week, it's the second most religious country in the European Union after Romania. 55% of the country's citizens say religion is very important in their lives.
And the Greek Orthodox Church, I think, very often considers itself the embodiment of being Greek in a way, doesn't it?
Exactly. That is since the Greek state was funded in 1830, that being Greek and being Orthodox meant exactly the same thing. Even though Greece has a big population, a big minority of Muslims, the state for years has identified being Orthodox as synonymous to being Greek.
Even though some clergy are upset about losing, as you say, their status as civil servants, as I understand it, there is something in this for them because right now, with the Greek government and the Greek Orthodox Church so deeply intertwined, the Greek government can indeed just cut off the salaries of any Greek Orthodox priest. They actually don't have independence, isn't that right?
That is right. And they also cannot hire any new priests right now. So there are 400 clergy that are unpaid because Greece has signed with its lenders that it cannot hire any more people in the public sector. So there's a law that for every one hire, five people have to go, which means five public sector employees have to retire. So for that reason, the public sector in general is understaffed, but also the church.
And how much is this considered an initiative of Alexis Tsipras, the Prime Minister? He comes from the far left of Greek politics, even if his government hasn't behaved as a far left government. Is this separation of church and state considered part of his personal project or what?
It is one of the few campaign promises that Tsipras is trying to fulfill because the promises on economy, he failed to stop austerity, basically.
That's Greek journalist Nikolea Apostolou speaking with Andrew West. And you can hear their full discussion with Andrew on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon, right here on RN, or of course, anytime on the ABC Listen app.